they're definitely have to do that academic piece first to make sure that they're doing well in the classroom first before they can get on the field. The state requires a minimum of a 2.0, and the schools can actually make that a higher. That's just the minimum for the state, and we actually make ours higher. We really put the emphasis on the academics portion, and that's what they're here first, is students first. And so our minimum is that they have absolutely no Fs and can only maintain one D. And if they do have a D, they have to have a meeting with the principal in order to get an academic performance waiver of how they're going to remedy that low grade in that class, and A's, B's, and C's only.
So it seems like with so many participants, it seems like extracurricular activities and sports is kind of a priority in the district. And why do you think it's important for students to participate?
It's an extension of the classroom, basically, is what we try to talk about with the coaches. And my philosophy was that the sports piece is an extension of the classroom. And a lot of our coaches are actually teachers themselves. So that it's a whole nother realm of the relationship building with the students. And I think, in my personal opinion, I think that kids learn a little bit more about life when they participate in these activities. No doubt they're going to learn a ton of information in the classroom of academics and things of that sort, but kind of those life situations of being responsible, being independent, and gaining that trust with coaches, they learn a lot of that outside of the classroom and on the field of competition, and the relationships they build with not only their classmates and their teammates, but other competitors from different schools as well. You talk with past graduates, and they're still friends with some of those people that they've competed against. So kind of a neat little relationship bond that they build through their competition and high school activities.
There are certain sports events in the school year that bring in tons of kids from other communities. Do you know at this point some of those events that are planned for this coming school year?
Yes, actually, we have quite the busy year. I think last fall I tried to keep track of how many students from other schools actually came in, and I think within the first 4 months, we had every weekend we had something going on. And I know my first off weekend was until Thanksgiving, once we started the first week in August. We brought in about 700 students into the community, not including the families that travel with them, the coaches, and all of that. And so this year we are hosting numerous events. We actually gained another swim meet, so we have two home swim meets. Volleyball, we are bringing in 7 teams at one weekend. And so we'll have 7 teams from across Southeast here in one weekend. And then we're hosting the Region 5 wrestling tournament, which will bring in about 400 students alone, not including the families and everything else. And then we're also hosting Region 5 baseball tournament in the spring. So we got quite a busy year, and we've been picking up a lot of different activities. Then we're also hosting the middle school volleyball tournament this year. It's our rotation this year, so we'll bring in, you know, another 100 students there. So it'll be great.
Is there any information that families should know about right now in terms of, you know, getting their students involved before school starts?
Yeah, some real important ones that we send out, and I know our weekly letters, we try to hit as many people as we can, but the biggest one is the physicals, getting those health physical exams as soon as possible, because they can't practice without those being updated. That's on a yearly rotation. All our information is available online, our schedules through the fall, and all our paperwork is available online as well. That's like the biggest one, is getting the physicals. And the other one that's kind of hidden, and transfer students that are new to town, we have to do a transfer waiver for them to make sure we get all their paperwork in order before they can participate as well and be eligible for competition here. So any transfer students that are out there, definitely contact the school district as soon as they can, so we can get them rolling and get all the paperwork going. So sometimes it's quite lengthy on the paperwork, but it's worth it in the end. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.